The Mishnah and Bikurim says
that the Mishnah and Bikurim says that Aniyim brought Bikurim in a sal of leaves, a very pashut sal, and the Ashurim brought Bikurim in a sal of Zohav, a very chashuv sal, and the sal of Aniyim, they took the sal of Aniyim, sal of the Ashurim. They gave back the sal of Vashrim. So why? What's the svara for that? Why are they giving back the sal Vashrim and the sal Vanim Etek? So the Malbim says, in Kisovo, because Adom Nerva, because the Aniim had no money. They can't buy a sal. They had no money to buy a sal. They go to the field and gather leaves and make a sal. They weave a sal. That's very chashuv. They weave their own sal. Put a lot of effort, 2 hours, 3 hours, to weave a sal, that's chashuv. But the usher who has a lot of money buys a sal, that's chashuv. But the amal that went into it is not as much. So the equal is the amal. It is the amal. The equal is the amal. So what they in learning, person who's about kishrim, gets all sugya 1 second, it's very nice. Person has to sweat and get the sugya again and again and again, it's more chashuv. Has to get the gemara again, gemara again, gemara again, gemara again. That's more chashuv. Then Baal Kishrim gets it 1 second, 1 second, everything 1 second. That's nice, but the person who doesn't get the sugya 1 second has to work very hard. It's more chashuv, more chashuv. He has to work very hard. Get Rashi, gemara again and again and again. That's more chashuv. Very big yisod of the ani. What? No, the Kohanim take the Bikurim, so the sal of the Ashurim, they give back to the Ashurim. They take the Bikurim, the sal of Aniyim, they take the Bikurim and the sal together. Why? So the Malbim, because of the sal of the Aniyim, they weaved it alone. They weaved the sal with their own hands. Mainly they weave the sal with their own hands. So it's more chashuv.
It was a kibbutz for that.
Kibbutz. Yeah. Whatever you do with your own hands, you put in effort. Anything you do with effort and amal, it's very chashuv. If something to do easily, it's not as chashuv. The aniyim made the sal alone with their own hands. It's very, very chashuv. They took that sal. Very chashuv. Whatever you work on, anything you work on yourself and work to get it, it's very chashuv. That's more chashuv. So the firm tzara agma. That's the yisod. Whatever you work on, well, you have to work on a lot on things. You worked on it and got it, very very chashuv. Right, this is a very nice word. This is a bas called here. This is a very, very Rashi says something very nerva. It says from Rashi. I used to go to hear Rabbi Matzion Brook in the Vardik. So he said the Rashi. The Rashi says over here, bas kol comes out and the bas kol says a bracha. The bas kol gives a bracha to the one gives bikurim and the bas kol says that you brought bikurim today. Give you a bracha, you'll bring Shana Haba. The Baskol says, Baskol, Bivrachoso, you brought Bikurim today, you'll bring Shana Haba. Why is there a Baskol at Bikurim? There's no Baskol. Master. There's no Baskol by Lula, by Shofar, no Baskol. Only a baskol by Bikurim. Manishtana Bikurim from all mitzvahs. There are many mitzvahs, no baskol. Only the baskol comes by Bikurim. Isn't that Shaila? Why by Bikurim is baskol? Rashi doesn't say any baskol on Lulav and Shofar and Sukkah, all mitzvahs. Because there's the famous Rabbi Akivega, very chashuv. The Kvegra, whatever he writes, is chashuv. So Tveger writes in Drushes, a cloud neuron. Here's the cloud. Says if Hashem gives us some type of chesed, and you thank him, thank Hashem, that's gorim Hashem will mosif and give you again. Hear the cloud. You thank Hashem what you got. He says here, and here I read the Russian. Im anachnu makirim betoiva min Hashem yisborach aleinu umodim umevarchim also. Ze gorim she Yosef Hashem lehetif imonu. Hashem will make them again because we thanked him. Avol im anachnu makir toiva chalila mivlil levarach ulhal Hashem gorim she yimne Hashem atoiv meitonu lo Yosef. Haros Niflaisov Vishuaso Imanu. If you don't thank Hashem, then the Khalil Hashem will stop. It is a cloud nerve. If you thank Hashem what he gave you, Hashem will be motive you again. But if you don't, Vegas, there's a safer, there's a new liquid on Chumash. There's a liquid called Rishvakidish Aliquid on Chumash. So in back there's two drushes. In the back of the sefer, liquid cell, somewhere they got two drushes of Rabbi Ki Vegra, and says this in his drushes. That if you make tov what the Ibster gave you, it's gorim that Hashem will give you again. But if you not make tov, it's gorim that Hashem may stop his toiva. Something marvel. Something marvelous. It's growing to Hashem. So we have to be thank Hashem always for every Torah he gave us. Thank him. Thank Hashem for everything he gave us. Always thank him. So we say Moedim every day three times. Shachris, Mincha, Maariv. We should say Moed. Every Moedim we say, we should. This is, I saw it alone from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. We should have in mind in Moedim, and I say Mincha. Now we have Mincha, soon Mincha. So we'll have in Moedim a Torah that the Ebishter gave us from Shacharis until Mincha. And Maariv, we'll have in mind Moedim, a Torah Hashem gave us from Mincha till Maariv. And that's for all life. All our life, we're thanking Hashem, and we can do it in Moedim. We say Moedim anyway, so we can think of a Torah, actually always searching, thinking what I'll think in next Moedim. There's a lot of things to think about. So pick out one or two or whatever you can, and thank Hashem in the Moedim of what's happened in the next few hours, and Hashem will be mated. Yeah, cloud nerve, something novel. Say if we make it off to Hashem, then Hashem the gorim should Yosef Hashem lehetiv imon. It's gorim Hashem lehetiv. Haidah makes Hashem be mated again. If you don't thank Hashem, Chalila, then Chalila, Hashem, it's Gurim, that Hashem will stop being Metzim. Something Mavel. Something Mavel Moed. Mavel.
So why is Rav Askel?
Oh, so it's Rav Askel and Bikurim. Because Bikurim, I'm thanking Hashem. I'm saying thank you for the Oretz and the land and the Bikurim. I'm thanking him. I'm thanking him for the land. The whole Bikurim is being Makatov. That's the whole Bikurim. Makatov. I'm Makatov to the Hashem. He gave me land, he brought me to Eretz Yisrael, gave me land, gave me fruit. So that thanking is the Bikurim. That is the whole Bikurim. It's a famous Alshech. The Alshech says something. The Alshech says in the big Alshech here, Kisovo, very big Alshech here. Alshech says, Bereshis Bara Elokim. This is the first pasuk in Bereshis. Says the Medrash, Bereshis Bishvil Bereshis. Hashem made the world for the mitzvah of Bikurim. That's Tachlis HaBriya is Bikurim, because Bikurim is thanking Hashem. And the whole, where the Asher says, Hashem made the world, the whole world, whatever all world we have, to thank Hashem, they made the world, made us, and helped us. The Tachlis of the Briya is that we should thank Hashem what he gave us. That's the whole reason of the Briya. He says, Precious Bara Elokim, Bishvil Reshis, Bishvil Bikurim, says the Alshech in the big shtickel. If you have time, look at it. Very, very, if you want to. Kisovo, yeah. have an Onik Shabbos, to have Onik Shabbos, make an Onik Shabbos and learn the Al Shechnez very well, Sunday. Right, the Keratonu, the Shimcha Hagadol Sela BeEmes, says in Magen Avraham, that means Har Sinai. This is Magen Avraham. And the Keratonu, Shimcha Hagadol is Har Sinai. Why does Hashem bring Sinai? Lo Dostocha. That's why Hashem brought the Sinai to thank him. That's why Hashem brought Sinai. Mazel, somebody. We have to change our life totally and start thanking. Start thanking Hashem what he gave us. Health and everything. Every day, there's many things he gave us every day. Every day he gave us habit worm every day to thank him. Modim's like, oh yeah, at least modim. At least thank him in modim what he gave us. And that'll be, that's the Tavas Abriya, so the Alshach. The whole holy Alshach says. It's also Ramban. Ramban says it also, not also, before the Alshach in Bo, that's Tavas Abriya, thank Hashem. And that's Tavas Abriya and the says in Alshach also in Kisovo, that's Tavas Abriya, Bikurim is thanking Hashem, so there you have a Baskol. So Korea, we thank Hashem for, we have to make a new Kabbalah. This is the Kabbalah of today. Tetzvav Elo. Now, Elo Tetzvav, we are holding an Elo Mil Elo. Blinda, that's it. We Ein Malasot. We're going to make a new Kabbalah, and we're doing it, that's it. What's the Kabbalah? Not something so hard. We're going to say the Moedim. There's a Moedim we say after we learn every day. But you don't always say it. You always say it, so I'm saying for myself. You will say it anyway, so not for you. I will say it every day, Blinda. I can say it before Shema HaMita. We have a Kabbalah, and I would say Shema HaMita. However, you all say it, but and Hamapo. We say Hamapo. We all say Hamapo. Hamapo, Shein HaMeinoi. Hamapo has a tefillah that no davening has, only Hamapo. You know what that? It says in Hamapo, a tefillah that no davening has, only Hamapo says. It says, Hamapo says, Usehi Mitasi Shleima. That means, oh, my children will be good. Go on, Derech Hashem, the mitzvahs. That's the tefillah of Hamapo, Shami Mago. So now we have a new Kabbalah. We're going to say Moedim that we learned Torah today. We learned Chumash and Al Shech, and we learned and whatever we're going to learn. We'll learn today. Whatever Hashem shall help us learn. We're saying Moedim. Moedim is very. It's a Mishnah in Brachos, and it's very important. It's a Chiyuv. It's a Shulchan Aruch, but not everyone says it because the mind is like not so. So that's what we're saying Hamapo today. Not Hamapo, but Hamapo anyway. Moedim of learning after learning. Learning after learning, we want to learn all our life. Arashalte Mesa Hashem, Osa Avakesh, Shifti, Mesa Hashem. So how do you get that? By saying Moedim. Saying Moedim well, you'll learn all your life. People learn 3 years, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, and Khalil, they stop. Whatever reason, but we're going to say Moedim, we'll learn all our life. So that's it, Moedim. We have to, that if we say Moedim after we learn every day, but say it slowly. Samti Chalki, Bes Medrash, Samti Chalki, Mikronos, all the whatever it says there. So it's very important to say Moedim, brilliant, new Kabbalah, Tetzvav, you have to make a Kabbalah every day. So Nezak Kabbalah today, Tetzvav, El, Tetzvav, El, now we're in the really middle. So it'll be very Chashiv. Okay, fine. So we're saying it because the person marries a wife, Baruch Hashem, married a wife, so she's giving you her life. Your wife is giving you her life. She's giving her life to you, to help you. So you must thank her all the time. Thank her always. This way, marriage is to thank your wife for marrying you and helping you always. But not like Lumada. You have to thank her, but it's Slavos. Not Slavos. Okay, thank you, like, thank you. So once Avrech Shlita married a woman, very kosher Avrech, and after she served lunch or supper, he thanked her. He thanked her every day for a year at a time of thanking. Very nice. He's doing very nice. So at the end, he told me this. The Avrech told me this. At the end of 1 year, the wife told him that I'm not a waiter. I'm not a waiter. You have a waiter. You go to a restaurant. You have a waiter. I'm not a waiter. What does that mean? What's bir hadover? Bir hadover. A waiter would say thank you very much. Thank you. But come, thank you. He serves you. Whatever he serves you, thank you very much. But a wife, not thank you very much. A wife, you say, this food is nifla. This food is from Gan Eden. This food, you have the key to Gan Eden? I haven't got a key. How'd you get a key to Gan Eden? I haven't got a key. Maybe give me a key. Wife needs praise. That's not thank you. Like, wife is not a waiter. She's a wife. There's a Gemara Bamis. That's very good. What?
We have to say the story of the person who said that he made the wrong bracha.
Yeah. I'll say it soon. Why don't I say the Gemara bracha? Gemara Ibamis, something magical. Gemara Ibamis, this is the Iker. The Gemara, it says, Ibamis, that's very... This is the Iker Gemara, there is. Gemara Ibamis says a story, a very nice story. Gemara says a story that is a what? Samakimo. Everything is Samakimo. The whole Ibamis is Samakimo. That's the Iker Ibamis, not Nesra. Nesra is also kosher, but it's above Nesra. There's a big Tanna called Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi ben Achalafta. It's all over the Gemara's, Mishnayos, everything. Rabbi Yossi is speaking always. So Rabbi Yossi met Eliyahu Navi. So if we meet Eliyahu Navi, we're going to ask him a big kasha, something very, whatever we have kasha, we're going to ask him a shver ksois. Or this Shvei Rashba, we're going to ask him something very chashuv. So Rabbi Yossi Mechalavta, the Tana Hagadol, meets Eliyahu and he asked him a kasha. Where does he ask him? He asked him. It says Eslo Ezek Samakimo. Yes, Eslo Ezek Negdo. He asked him Bame Isha Ozel Adam. Rabbi Yossi asked Eliyahu, how does a wife help a person? How does he help him? Tema Gdola. Yossi, the wife's helping us. Pele, the shayla is a pele. Pele playing the shayla. So what did Eliyahu answer? Eliyahu answered, Amalei, Adam mevi chitim. Person grows chitim. Chitim, I can eat. And he makes pishtun. Pishtun, I can wear. So she makes the food to food. And she makes the beggar to a beggar. So says in Mur, the Nim says, Meira, Einov, Mamidosa Araglov, the Gemara says. So I once met years ago, the Kosher person who used to live in Eretz, a Talmud of Rav Hutna named Rav Tashman. I met him years ago, he should make a living. So Tari told me a beer in the Gemara, he told me a beer Otsu. He told me a person, Rav Tashman, this an American Rav who's a Talmud of Chaim Berlin. So he told me this beer in the Gemara. The Gemara means this. Really, I can buy food. There's people. There's restaurants all over Eretz Israel. Say food. They sell food. They're selling food in Malchus Israel. Selling food, very good food, best food. So why should a woman make food? Buy a restaurant. Restaurant food is actually better. They have expert cooks. They have experts. Why are you making food? Why should make food? Let her buy food in some restaurant. So the tshuva is that their her food is something which they don't have. She's putting love, something called love. She knows you like carrots or whatever she's making, whatever she makes food for you, puts love. Then love, her food tastes better than they have expert cooks, expert, but they haven't got love. She's putting in the food love. So her food that's full of love tastes better. Her food is Meir Einov Mamdasa Raglav. Her food, she sews you a button, and you lost the button, your button fell off your jacket. She sews it. Wow, Nifla. Because she put that button has love. Love is something called love. Love is very powerful. And Ava Kamabis Ava. Ava is powerful as can be. She puts love in the food, in the button she has sewed. That's Meir Einov Mamna Ragla. Maybe she's baking food. She's making food. That's not food. Her food, she makes you an egg, serves you a tea. Like, say, we used to go to, there's a big kosher person in Bnei Brak, for his name now. Mashkiach in Bnei Brak, for his name now. We'll soon. So he said, he's a moil, a very kosher person, for his name. Okay, I'll get to remember his name soon. He said, You ask your wife for tea, maybe you can make me tea. She says, have not koch, maybe make it yourself. I say, no, but your tea is different. Your tea tastes much, much better. And it's true. Her tea tastes better than you. You make a tea, whatever you make. she makes tea taste much better because she puts, her tea has love. Her tea has love in it. Love. Love is stark. Love. Her tea has love. Not a regular tea doesn't have love. Her tea has love. Very, very, very kosher. The Meister, Rabbi Moshe Aaron Stern, said over, I heard from him. He heard him many years, so he said a lot of stories. Moshe Aaron Stern said that he heard from Rav Eliel Lapian, this story, that Rav Eliel Lapian learned in Kelm. See, there's a Greek god called the Altar of Kelm. The Altar of Kelm, big god of Altar of Kelm, Talmud of Rav Israel. So three Bali Musar learned by him. The Rav Dessler by him, Rav Eliyah, and Rav Yerucham. Three Bala Musar, Atzumim, learned by the Altar of Kelm. So Rav Eliyah ate Shabbos with the Altar of Kelm. He ate there, Kama Primes, at the Altar of Kelm. And he said over that what happened at the table of the Altar of Kelm. The Altar of Kelm, his wife was very chushy woman, the Altar of Kelm. And Rav Eliyah was very mispoil, and the Altar's Rebbetzin. Here, Altar Rebbetzin, very mispoil, because she ran the yeshiva, and she worked for a living. She also worked for a living. She worked for a living, ran the yeshiva, and she was an older woman. So Rav Eliyah wondered how she had koach to run the yeshiva and work for a living. So Eliyah, we ate the alosh. See, he has a shaila. He's looking for a tshuva, and he gets a tshuva. Tshuva happened on Lel Shabbos. He ate there on Lel Shabbos, and they made that mercy. Alta said, "I made the wrong bracha because the bracha should be in mezonos. The challah is so sweet, it's ready for mezonos." And Rabbi Eliyah said, "Those shvachim gave koch. If a person gives his wife shvachim and thanks her really with lev sholem, she has koyach for anything." But see, because like we said over from the Holy Chazon Ish, that a wife wants one thing. Is the mechtav and masimach. A wife wants chen b'nei b'ayla. That's all. One thing in life she wants, the Baal should hold of her, should be thankful to her, happy with her. That's her whole life. Chen b'nei b'ayla is the Isha's life. Chen b'nei b'ayla is her life. That's what she wants from life. Not food, not clothing. Also food, clothing. But she wants chen b'nei b'ayla. Miller, he thanks her, tells her that he didn't say thank you. He said like a lamdin, not stam. Lamdin. Zornos, Hamoitzi. He said it very lumbish. All the rabbitsins know lumbish very well. They know very well. I mean, real rabbitsins, the real ones, know well lumbish. So she said, Hamoitzi, Zornos, Mela. She thanked her, and those shvachim, and maybe I'm allowed to add. Could be, if I'm allowed to add. If I'm allowed to add, I would say, the Altar said that shvach every week. Same shvach, same thing, same words, that the Zornos and Hamoitzi. But he said it. This is the Musar. He said it like Parmishon. He said it every week. They never said it before. Like they have Minchasun is our first mincha in our life. That's how it, you know, where it says that it's a Rashi in Kisovo. We'll give you a test. Where did it say in Rashi Kisovo that the mincha will daven soon is the first mincha in your life that will leave you a shayla?
Hayom,
right, Hayom. I got it, Hayom. Whatever you do is new. First mincha, first marriage, first shachris, first Shabbos. We're holding soon to get our first Shabbos in our life. Chisovo. We're going to make Kiddush stark, like never made it before. And we're going to say, whatever we do, Shabbos will be like Parmishon. The Altar said, could be, I'm saying maybe. He said it every week, the same thing, but he said it like Parmishon. He never said it before, he said it. That's Musa. Musa is beslavus. Musa is you do same that mincha married, but like it's new, like it never before. That's Musa. That's Musa. Alter is about Musa. See, Rabbi Glushtin Shlita told me this. We speak together every Shabbos morning. Big matana comes to speak to him Shabbos morning. So he told me this Shabbos, saying Mavo. Yeah, I think he's a big mentor. Let's see what he says. He told me. It's a little fascinating. He told me this. He said that there's a person called Darwin. If you ever heard Darwin, so Darwin, this person something from the Omus Olam. He held that people come from monkeys. That's what Darwin held, monkeys. So he told me that Alter Rav Kelm said that if Darwin had seen Rabbi Israel, he would say that no, Rabbi Israel, son of Malkin. If he had seen Rabbi Israel, he would go back and be murdered. That he's wrong, but he didn't see Rabbi Israel. Maybe he holds his shit. Yeah. If the author said, if he had seen Rabbi Israel, he would have seen Salam Elohim and Mechuz it from his whole sheet. So it's not it. If he had seen Rabbi Israel, you'd see Salam Elohim. No. Okay, Salam Elohim. Okay, so I want to say Gemara in Yibamis, but we're going and we're losing our time. The Gemara in Yibamis says, Salam Elohim, Adab and Nurimud. Gemara says, Salam Elohim, Mavo. Gemara says in Tanakh Gemara, I'm an Aleph. This is the Ikra Gemara. The Gemara says Rav Chia was a holy Tanakh. Rav Chia was a holy Tanakh, holy Tanakh. The Gemara by Mitzia has a whole daf of Maisim Rav Chia. Whole daf Gemara, Pehe Maisim Rav Chia. Whole daf Gemara, something magical. So Rav Chia says the Gemara in Yibamis, Tanakh Gemara had a wife who wasn't healthy. She wasn't healthy. Whatever reason, and she caused him tsar. She caused him tsar always. And still Rav Chia bought her always presents. Whenever he went in the street, he bought presents for her all the time presents. So Rav was a nephew, it says in Pesachim, Rav was a nephew. So Rav says, why is Mara buying presents? She's making tsar for Mara. He says that this Gemara, Rav Chaim Shlomo said over, Meir Pamim, at least Meir Pamim, maybe more, but at least Meir. He said, Gemara is Dayenu. Gal Bonenu, Matsil Osonu Ramechet. Dayenu. Agam, she's Takat Nabaseda. She doesn't serve good food. Not good food. Everything, the whole life is not. She did something. We want to hear what she did. I'll tell you, the Gemara says in Yibamis that the wife of Rav Chia dressed up as a different woman. And she went to Rav Chia and asked him, she's not a nice wife, and he didn't know it's his wife. Is the woman chayiv in her purvu? He said, no, not chayiv, that's halacha. So she went and drank some type of mashkin, and she lost her ability of having children. Same, but terrible thing, mash. The worst of the worst. And still, by presents, no, say no. It's a big gap, make my, so he's Makatov to her. He bought presents. See, we have good wives, Baruch Hashem, good wives. We buy presents here and there, a mole here, a mole there. Not like a Pekia. Pekia bought all the time, Makatov. See, the bigger, he had a holy Rebbe of Chaim Brim. He said, there are many Gedolim in the world. How do you measure God? Who's the big? How do you measure godless? He's measuring godless. Who's bigger than who? The measure is how big you are in kibra avim. That's the measure of all godless. If you're a kibra avim, that is godless. Could that be makritov? No, so you have to thank our wife all the time. Thank her, and buy whatever you can. Buy now soon. Sukkis. We should buy a present. Write a note to her. A good note, clear and nice. Written nicely, nice paper, and nice machshava, make a poem, if you can, make it nice. Because that's the makatovter, and she's living on how much we makatovter. That's her life. That's done. It's not like a hida mitzvah achlish. It's something shtark. It's her life. How much makatovter is her life. So we'll say that this gemara, this famous gemara, Rabbi Kiva, the famous gemara, Rabbi Kiva. In the Durim. Yeah, a big pillar happened. A girl, Rachel, whose father is from the Ashirei Olam. Kaaba Savua is from the three Ashirim in Yerushalayim. She's a big usher. He can get the best cousin there is, Bucky Bashas and Peskim, and buy Madeira and live happily. So this girl, Rachel, no, she decides on her own without her parents masking. Negra parents. Abba Ima, not maskim. She went and married Rabbi Kiva, a Roy Tzoyin, who wasn't Baki Bashas, but didn't know learning Mechal. He married Rabbi Kiva. Pele, Gadol, Pele. She can marry the best Bachi there is and have a Dira and learn, make Sfarim, Nifla. Why is she marrying Rabbi Kiva? Pele. Elamai, the Torah is she saw good midos. She saw midos. A girl wants midos. She saw Tzanua, Miley, Gemara, Tzubis. She wanted midos. So she married him, and her parents said, that's it. We're not giving you a penny. Not a penny. That's it. Nifla. That's it. Goodbye. Where you can live on your own. You want to live on your own? Say, live on your own. That's it. No money b'chlal. So they had no money b'chlal. And this girl lived in riches all her life. Now she lives on nothing. She has no house. They live in straw. They're living in straw. No house, no bed. Something marvel. So let's say Rebbe Kitzer. So she tells Rebbe Kiva, go learn 12 years. 12 years, and she has no parents. She has no Rosh Hashanah, no Sukkot, no Sukkah B'chal, no Sukkah. She's alone. Her husband learned by Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, learned by them. I'll manage fine, very good. You go learn, I'm a Seder. No parents, no money, at all. So Rabbi Hansh Levitt said, how'd she make money? So the Rabbi said, she went and made Sponja house to house, and she got money to buy a little food. She's on her own. Her husband is learning. Tell her. So now, after Yud Beis Shonim, Rabbi Kiva comes back and stands at the door. Stands at the door of the house to hear what's happening in the house. And he overhears his wife talk to a shochan and said, if he would do like I said, learn 12 years more. 12 years more. Pele, Utsum. She's alone. No one in the world, no parents, nothing. She says, learn 12 years more. So he said, okay, 12 years more. Rav Chaim Shlevitz said, famous, and Rav Gifter said also as they in the yeshiva. In Mir Yeshiva, he said it, I hear it from him, that 12 plus 12 isn't 24. You have to learn 24. He did not go in. Rav Chaim Shlevitz said it. Rav Gifter said it, b'shem, tells Rav Shiva, all the Rav Shiva said, he said, not his. Shame, he's Rosh Shivas, Rav Bloch, that they didn't go in. So why didn't he go in? Because 12 plus 12, very nice. So Moshe Einstein said something very kosher here. He said 12 plus 12 is a Sfar Atzum. But 12 plus 12 is not Docher Tzar V'Nisha. Isha has Tzar, nothing is Docher Tzar V'Nisha. Can't cause it Tzar B'Chlal, nothing at all. All Sfars in the world don't matter Tzar V'Nisha. So 12 plus 12, but maybe Shosh. She'll know Acharya Kol. They stood there 12 years and didn't go in. She'll know that. We know that. She'll know that. So she may have tzar. So tzar is not doche. 12 not doche tzar isha. Tzar isha can't cause a tzar at all. Any tzar in the world, no tzar b'chlal. Nothing in the world ever caused a tzar. So how did he do it? Maybe she'll have tzar and tzar is not muta. Elamai, you see. She has no tzar b'chlal. She's happy. Him standing at the door, not walk in. Whatever cheshbon hayad, she knows he's a person, he's a good person. She's beseder with it. Gomer, no tzar at all. Yeah. And then he went back 12 years, 24 years. Came back. Rabbi Kiva, very nice. So how did she do it? What was her koyach? She had no parents. He's far away. Nothing. So I think Teretz says that she knew he's Makatov. She'elisha lechem shelo, and she knew that all years. She knew that he's Makatov to her. He'll thank her. He knows he's thanking her all the time. See, there's a language of Ishvisha that's not written and not spoken. The Isha knows exactly what the Baal's thinking. Tell them. He's learning yeshiva. And she's learning, she's living in some house, wherever she's living, and she feels in her heart that he was thanking her. He says, thank you very much. Without speaking to her, she hasn't, there's no telephones, no email, nothing. She feels he's thanking her in his heart from far away, and she feels that. You know, she's happy. He's thanking me. He's appreciating me, what I do for him, appreciating it, Mela. He's thanking me, and I'm happy. I'm happy wearing no clothing, no rigs, no houses, nothing, no furniture. She's happy. Okay? You see, a wife wants be makatov. That's the ikur of what she wants. Makatov to her. But really, it has to be real, not like faking, pretending. I pretend, yeah, thank you. Or it's all faking. It's all fake. Nothing real. We have to make it real. If we had seichel, we'd take out, I don't know, half hour of our time once in a while and think how much I owe her. If we had seichel, how much I owe her, whatever we can think when you wake up in the bed 3 a.m, think learning or think also how much you owe your wife. Think about it, and she'll get it, and I'm very chashuv, and she wants real. So Rabbi Akiva had real Makatov for real. So just to say one more thing, Rabbi Akiva was Makatov to her. And what did he tell her? Akiva in the beginning, where it says, he told her, when I get money, I'll buy you a takshit Yushlaim Shel Zov. I'll buy you a crown of Yushlaim, some crown. We haven't got it, but I'm only had it. A crown of Yushlaim, which women wore on their head, a crown of the city of Yushlaim. And he doesn't have money in the crowd. Cost a lot of money to buy this. He has money. He said, I want to buy it for you. And Ani comes and says, I want to buy you something worth $1 million. Crazy. No one does it. But Akiva was Makatov to her. Makatov to her. She married him. Merely said, I'm buying you a takshit, this type keser. Gemara says, you have to remember the whole Gemara, he got money, but nes gadol. There are 6 nisim he had, atsumim, all nasumim. He had this atsumim. Gemara says, every nes, He found things, the whole thing here, because he wanted Makatov to. Wanted Makatov to. Merely he said, I'm going to buy you a keser of Yishleim, which is to Makatov. See, the Goyin says, there's the Goyin. So we'll end with this. There's the Goyin in Mishleim. The Goyin says, why did he buy it for her? I'll be Makatov. This is what the Goyin says in Mishleim in Perek Aleph. Perek Aleph, the Goyin says, the story, Yerushalmi says something magical. The Yerushalmi says, the wife of Rabbi Gamliel, wow, asked Rabbi Gamliel, why don't you buy me a keser? Like Rabbi Akiva bore his wife. Yeah, so he answered that Rabbi Akiva's wife was most never for her. Never, not for us. We see he bought her up in Makatov. Sometimes we have to just speak out what the Holy Rabbi, Rav Chaim Shlomo Levitz said, that we can't do this. We can't leave the house at all and go learn. Even though they say, go learn, they'll learn, they're masking, but they're not masking. They don't mean it. He said, Chaim said, Ich zog, they don't mean it. They want to do it, but they don't mean it. Well, you can't do it. You have to be home every day. But we can cause up suck him. Rabbi Kama, whatever we can learn, and they'll become dolly turn. So Hashem help us, Makatov to our wife. Really, Makatov to wife, really. And really thank her by her presence, at least every morning, by her notes. Thank her, be emes, and then Hashem will help us. There'll be atzocha, and I will have all the yeshuas. I'll say something. I want to read. It's a sefer by Rav Chaim Vital, Rav Sefer. So just read what he says. He says that our parasha is simple mitzvahs. So Rav Chaim Vital says that. Chaim Vital is a kasha. It's a kasha. It says we find in Chazal many haftachas. If a person does the mitzvah, he'll have a big scar. Like there's a Mishnah Kiddushin, famous Kiddushin. Oisei mitzvah achas meitibun lo marach yoma Mishnah Kiddushin. So why don't we have that? Why don't we have the Mishnah Isra Kiddushin? We don't see that. We don't see mitzvah achas meitibun lo marach yoma. Where is it? He says many. The Chazal has many haftachas of mitzvahs, and we haven't got that. He said because the ikar mitzvah is the simcha. We do mitzvahs, but not the simcha. He said one has to do a mitzvah as if he's being maraviach elef alafim din reizov. Every mitzvah you do, you say a shakol, say one nefashas, you say do a mitzvah of chesed. It's elef alafim din reizov. Not matzis, but as if. But you have to do that a mitzvah. As if we want money, so a mitzvah, every mitzvah is that. Here, every mitzvah is that. We have to do mitzvahs as if we're being maviach, elef, every shakol, every mincha, mariv, every chesed we do is elef, alefim, dimre zov. That the chazal mean that. Mitzvah achas mean with simcha atzuma. And he says a person that does mitzvah with simcha atzuma, he says, ain't suffered sheyishra all of Ruch Kodesh. Ain't suffered. There'll be Ruch Kodesh. And you have to do as they all mitzvahs with Islavus Atzuma, Cheshe Godel, everything to do. You're serving Hashem. Nachas Rachman and Hashem. May Hashem should help us do Mitzvah Azeh and we'll have big, big Katzah. It's in here. It's just.